Welcome into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live and on location from the Center. Tomorrow night, AMA Arena Cross Championship starting at 6 o'clock. It's going to be fantastic, man. I went and walked around. They're setting up the dirt and the paths and the track and everything. I've been told over 150 truckloads of dirt hauled into the Budweiser Event Center. So after the show, I'm going to run out. I might just run up onto the hill. We'll see. Joining me now, I want to say in studio, but we're kind of in this, like, bomb-proof area here because it was loud out there. Tristan Moffitt, of course, one of the writers that will be rocking and rolling tomorrow. Tristan, my man, thank you so much for giving us some time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
When do you get out there and warm up a little bit?
Yeah, so today is Thursday, and they do a little bit of press day action, let everyone look at the track, do some media stuff. So that happens at about noon to 1, and then after that, get everything ready to go for practice tomorrow.
They roped you into this radio interview to get you going first off, man.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. They picked a good one to do. Okay, so where are you from?
I am actually from Wasilla, Alaska.
Wasilla, Alaska.
Born and raised.
So this weather is like 90 degrees to you, man. You're ready to walk around in shorts here.
Man, I wish, but it feels like I'm at home, actually. And
really?
Being based off in Florida now, it's chilly.
Okay, because now you're in Florida.
Yep.
That's where. So let me ask you this. So it takes what I've been told with this, and I want to get your take on what the event's going to be like and everything tomorrow night for some of our listeners that are maybe unfamiliar with how this all goes down. But what I've been told is it takes a lot of practice to be a writer like yourself. But in Alaska, how often can you actually practice when you're wanting to get out there on the dirt and a dirt bike and running and jumping and doing all this stuff?
Yeah, so it takes a lot, man. I'm 20 years old now. I've done this since I was 6. And obviously being in Alaska, you could only ride from April to September. And it was just on Sundays practicing and whatnot. So I didn't get a lot of seat time. But being able to come down to Florida at the age of about 13, it was day in, day out, just practicing, just corners, jumps, technique, being able to master all that, it comes with its consequences, having some injuries, but it's all about getting back up and learning from your mistakes and being able to conquer that, get those jumps dialed in those corners and be able to put it onto the track when it comes race day.
So 6 years old, you're 20 now, is
yes,
that right?
Sir.
Okay, so what's the biggest injury you've ever had?
Oh, man, I've had numerous.
A lot of broken bones and
yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah, lots of broken
oh,
bones.
My goodness.
I'd say the worst was February of 2022. I had to have reconstructive surgery on my left shoulder. I tore everything
wow.
in it. So I've been on the bike for 5 months now. I was out for a good while, but that one was definitely the most brutal
so
for
that took
sure.
took you out for a while, but
yep.
you've been back into the swing of things these last few months. And
right.
Rolling all. I mean, you guys are going all over the place, right?
All
I mean,
over.
All over the country, right?
Yes, sir. All over.
Well, we're glad it brought you here to the Budweiser Event Center. Were you here last year? I know the event was here last year. Were you here last
no,
year?
No, sir, I was
okay,
not.
So
this is my first time here, first time in Colorado.
First time in Colorado, so you like it?
Yes,
what you're seeing?
It's cool, man. It reminds me a lot of Alaska, seeing some mountains, some snow on the ground, cold weather. It's good to see it.
Yeah, well, we're happy that you're here, man. This is in Northern Colorado, and this Budweiser Event Center, they put on such a great show. So many different events here, whether it's Eagles hockey going on mm-hmm. out here, or we have this awesome event, the AMA Arena Cross Championship. And I do want to throw this out for my listeners. If you guys want to come out to this event, Google the Budweiser Event Center to get tickets, and then mention to them, call them up, whatever, mention that you heard about them here on the whole show, and you will get your kids will get in free for the first 50 people coming in here.
Awesome.
So if you have 50 kids, then I guess that gets rid of the tickets really fast. But you get your kids paid for. And this is just such a family-friendly event. Everything that I've been learning more and more about this thing. But it gets wild out there, my friend.
Man, yeah, I suggest you guys come out here. It's definitely a sight to see, not only being a racer, but sometimes you do have to be a spectator. I have been in the past, and it's really cool to watch indoors. Lots of carnage. There's at least 20 of us out there going for the same position, that number one. So you got to do what it takes. It's cool, good environment.
Okay, so I'm looking at the track, and I'm looking at, and I think they're really getting into it out there now, man. They've got the dozers out
right.
there, the backhoes rolling, rocking and rolling. And I'm looking at some of those hills, some of those jumps. Do you ever get nervous going through any of that stuff, man?
Man, so this is my first full year of doing the indoor arena cross racing, and the finish line, it's intimidating. So it's the first time I hit it, it's nerve-wracking. You got butterflies in your stomach and whatnot. But they're all the same length usually. So once you do it one or two times, the finish lines at all the events are pretty easy. They're about the same length. So.
Now, for our listeners that are tuning in, like I said, maybe they're not as well versed in this, but they're thinking, man, this would be pretty cool to come out. This is all about time, right?
Right.
The faster, the better. Whoever gets through this thing the fastest is ultimately going to win this battle.
Exactly. So tomorrow on Friday, there is free practice for all the racers to go out there, learn the track. You're out there for five to nine minutes, I'd say, for just free practice, looking at the track, learning it. And then you have two qualifying sessions that are timed, and you want to have the fastest lap time, and that gives you qualifying for gate picks. If you have the fastest lap, you get first gate pick, second fastest, you get second, and vice versa. So it's all about that for qualifying, and then you go into the night racing after the track party at 6 o'clock. So.
Wow. I know. I want to talk about the track party, too, because there's an awesome opportunity for families to get their kids out here and check this out. Meet you guys. Take photos. Get autographs. See the motorcycles up close. We're talking to Tristan Moffitt, who will be riding tomorrow night here at the Budweiser Event Center as a part of a big event here, the AMA Arena Cross Championship. Everything really kicks off tomorrow at 6 with the track party, as Tristan mentioned. But what are the strategies? Obviously, you know, we get on the bike and go fast, but there's got to be so much strategy. When to hit the jump, how to land and everything, in order to keep that speed going up throughout the course of the track.
Right. So it's obviously who can get around the track the fastest. So you have to also take in there's 16 other guys out there, right? So you have to be cautious about them because let's say you go too wide in a corner, they can come in on you and bump you. So it's you're racing the track and yourself, yes, but you also have a bunch of other guys out there on a little track. So you got to strategize enough for that and whatnot. So
what's the relationship like with all the other riders? I mean, are you guys all, do you talk? Are you friends and
so,
stuff?
Honestly, like I said, this is my first year doing it all, but everyone's been super cool, super nice. There hasn't been a lot of drama yet, which is nice, but everyone gets along super well. But obviously, if one rider messes with another, there's going to be a little bit of beef there and whatnot. So,
you haven't run into any of that just yet?
Not yet. Hoping to have clean racing. You know, it's I like to mix it up a little bit, but it's awesome to throw on some good racing for the fans.
Oh, and that's what people are so excited about this. And again, just talking to some of the folks the last couple of days about this event, family friendly. I mean, the kids want to get out here and see this. Talk to us about this track party. Because folks, if you want to get, you can get VIP passes. They include the track party pass with your purchase. That you, means you can come out a little bit earlier, get down on the track, meet you guys, take pictures, see the bikes and everything. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the track party starts at about 6 and goes till about 6:45. I can't speak for everyone, but I could say majority of us, that's our favorite part. Seeing all the fans, the more of you guys there is, the louder we get, the faster the racing is. So it's really cool seeing all the young up-and-coming riders look up to us, be able to sign some stuff for them, have a little conversation with them, see all the parents and whatnot. It's cool to interact with the fans before the racing starts.
Well, and there's a lot of young racers, a lot of young riders out here in Colorado because, you know, it's been cold and snowy the last week or so, but there's a lot of days, even in the winter, that are just gorgeous days out here where you can get out and you can ride. There's tracks all over the place. So what's cool is you'll probably get a lot of these kiddos that want to be in your chair at some point and be able to do this kind of an event.
Yeah, man, it's super cool. I mean, the next up-and-coming generation is on its way, and man, come out, guys. It's super cool to be able to interact with you guys. Like I said, the more of you, the louder you guys get, the faster we go, the more fun it is, the better the racing is, all in all.
Well, and again, for folks that are listening to this show, if you guys want to bring the kids out here, look at this deal. I mean, tickets for AMA Arena Cross Championship, they start at 26 for adults and 16 for kids. If you mention that you heard it on the whole show, we can wipe that 16 out of there for all of your kiddos. So if you're the first 50 to get in here, there's also the VIP tickets. They include the pre-event track party access. You can check out tickets at the BudweiserEventCenter.com. That's BudweiserEventCenter.com. And this is going to be so much fun, man. And again, at the end of the show, I get off at 2, so I want to pop out there because I'm sure they're going to have a lot of work done. Can you believe that, though? 150 truckloads of dirt to get in this place.
Man, that's a lot of dirt. You know, they have to lay down the base on the wood so that way there's a good base to build all the jumps and stuff on. That way, you know, your tires aren't spinning and digging all the way to plywood. So they have to bring in lots of dirt to make sure we aren't getting down to the base and whatnot. So
it's cool. I came in through the back side of this place, right, and I've never done that before. Mm-hmm. So I'm walking in through the back, and then I get in close where everyone's unloading stuff, and then boom, there's this opening, and you just see a massive hill of dirt, and then you're like, whoa, I'm actually in the arena now. So it's like you're kind of outside, you're kind of inside. It is really a cool feeling just to look around and see this place.
Man, yeah, it's cool to see a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff going on here. There's a lot of people with the Arena Cross team doing a lot of work to make sure this event's put on nice and well for all of you fans that want to come out. So there's a lot that they have to do. Lots of dirt, lots of banners being put up, lots of media stuff. So it's a process for sure.
What's it like, you know, just a couple more minutes with you, Tristan. Again, Tristan Moffitt joining us, who will be riding tomorrow night from Alaska, man. And then you moved to Florida, though, when you were 13, is that right?
Or
you
yeah. Start, okay. Yeah, so I've bounced around a little bit. When I first started to come down to the States to do some more training year-round, I was in Texas for a little bit.
Okay.
Then two or three years ago now, I've based myself in Jacksonville, Florida. That way, you know, they call it Sunshine State for a reason. So,
well, that means you can race all the time, man.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
usually not – I mean, there can be crazy weather sometimes, obviously, with hurricanes and stuff. But for the most part, I mean, you got a lot of opportunities where you can get out and work on your craft.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of tracks. You know, actually in the summer, the rain, that daily rain helps a lot.
Really?
You know, with how hot and humid it gets, the tracks dry out. So that rain that comes in every day for – you know, 30 minutes, an hour.
Like
so.
Crazy rain for 30
oh, yeah.
minutes, and then it's back to boom. The sun's
boom,
out.
Perfect,
and rolling.
The track's amazing afterwards, so it's cool.
What's your favorite part about all of this? I mean, is it the practice leading up to it? Is it the event itself? Is it the fans? What is your favorite part about that?
That's honestly a super good, tricky question. Honestly, the grind during the week, it's tough. There's a lot of work that's put in, and some days are better than others, but all in all, it's coming to the races after you've done all the work and being able to do what you do in front of all the fans and see all them cheer and happy and whatnot. And at the end of the day, you're going home feeling achieved and know what you need to do at the next week,
yeah.
You know?
Well, and you're right back at it. I mean,
yeah.
Where are you next week?
We are in Prescott Valley, Arizona, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, all right.
Yep.
So just keep on moving. I mean, when does your season end? When does the portion of this season end?
Yeah, so we had our first two rounds in November, I think it was, and this is a 14-round series, so I think the next 12 weeks, it's just every Friday back-to-back. So I'd say end of March, I think
okay.
it is.
So. All right. So you're getting closer, but
yeah.
Obviously it's just fun every single weekend.
You yeah, get an we're just getting
to get
started.
Yeah.
We're just getting started.
Oh, that's awesome, man. We're looking forward to this one again tomorrow night. Track party at 6:00. If you guys are interested in those all VIP tickets that include the pre-event track party access, tickets are available at BudweiserEventCenter.com. Do me a favor, call this play. I would call and then of course mention the fact that you heard about them right here on the whole show, and you'll get those kids in free for the first 50 kids. We have 50 kids tickets, essentially, so it's a really cool opportunity. Tristan, anything else, man, you want to add before we let you get out of here?
Man, I appreciate you having me on the show. It's cool to be able to talk about the event and whatnot and be able to chat with you, so I appreciate it, man.
You got media stuff going on around noon or so, but 2:00, I'm going to pop out there and check everything
yeah,
out.
Awesome,
so if you're
man.
Running around, you can show me around, man.
Yeah,
I'll
show you
take
around.
Take pictures and put it up there.
Awesome, man. I appreciate it.
All right, Tristan. Good luck tomorrow night, my friend, and be safe out there. Let's stay in touch.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, 19 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, jam-packed show live and on location here from the Budweiser Event Center as we're previewing this AMA Arena Cross Championship starting tomorrow night, 6:00. Should be a lot of fun. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We'll be right back.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.